4, more than 7 times Florida's legal limit. Mr. Albritton was picked up at 11 in the morning. 0.604 at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. Yeah, kids, I'll take you to school. I just got to shoot a bottle of vodka first. That's the only way you're getting up to that level.
I think that's death.
0.604, 11 in the morning.
Hmm.
Good start to the day. That's what we're going to be starting our day with tomorrow. We'll be back next week. Until then, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get it. Power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to tea.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants, too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. In all the competing schools, all the competing schools, all the competing schools. I can't wait to cart this off.
My fingernails have grown. You looking for the money? I drove back with Melody. We let those boys go free. We never asked for nothing. Black bear.
Ruby Rose Fox, just there off her brand new album, Domestic. She was actually on the show last week, and I understand that the floorboards are still reverberating from that visit. She is well loved. That was Freedom Fighter. It is about 10 minutes past 9. You've joined me, Pam, on WMFO Medford's program On the Town with Mikey D. Every week we're here from 9 p.m. until midnight sharing with you the best of local music. Local, we consider that anywhere within the confines of New England. I will spare you the a cappella rendering of the Modern Lover song, but you know the one I'm thinking about. Coming up within the hour, I will have Carissa Johnson in to chat with me. She has a show coming up. She is absolutely charming and extremely talented, so please hang around for that. In the next hour, Ms. Paula, will be sharing her concert report with you, as she does every week on the program in the 10 o'clock hour. And Daniel Willett and the Showbiz are here in the studio. They are ready to perform for you about 10:30 or so from Studio D. And then we'll be having a little chit-chat about monsters, monstrosities, and love. And also candy. Candy. I gave up candy this month, and I'm a little sad about it. I'm a little late to the whole Lent thing. It's not really a Lenten thing. It's just a late thing. Right up here, They Ain't Late, Diablo Gatto, the song Blood Moon.
Time is right.
Idol Pilot there, the artist formerly known as Currents. That's off their album As Currents, Mondegreen. But you will find them now as Idol Pilot. Prior to that, Butterscotch Frumpy Grumpy, which sounds so Swiss to me. I enjoy it. It makes me want to eat like fresh bretzel and yogurt and things. Delicious, healthy things. Marvelous things. That was off Butterscotch's album, somewhat disappointing, contractually obligated follow-up album. We started off that set with Diablo Gato with Blood Moon off their self-titled CD. Self-titled meaning it's also called Diablo Gato. Fancy that. My name is Pam. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I can see the flashing lights and excitement that's happening over in Studio D. Oh my gosh. In a little over an hour, Daniel Ouellette and the show begin. We'll be performing just for you and for me, for all of us in the hemisphere and other hemispheres and all spheres and also oblong and square shapes everywhere you might find them. Very shortly. And soon, Carissa Johnson will be joining me in studio. We'll have a little chat. We'll play some music off her latest album, and we'll chat about the brand new one that is coming out, being released this Saturday night, a show that she's performing over at Once in Somerville, which is the same venue that the Rumble took place in this April, just last month. Just last month. Also hot and fresh for you right now, this is Emily Grogan off her album Strings of Light. And this particular song right here is called Fool's Gold, so it is.
Look out your window, and what do you see? The world crumbles round you, you're a bent and twisted tree. Stump.
You always got the best of me. Ocean eyes of lead and sleep. Walk with me in waking dreams. Through the rain into the sea. And now you're chopping the tree. You're chopping a tree right down. You never said
that's
you wrote about him. No one needs to know the way you felt that Thursday night. No one needs to know. Yes, it's true, my dear. Never say out loud. Yes, it's true, my dear, you couldn't keep us away from our sins. Yes, it's true, my dear, you still did your best to save our skin. Yes, it's true, my dear. Kitchen swinging door.
When Particles Collide, there off their EP This Town, that song's We Know. Prior to that, brand spankin' new from Thrust Club off their new album For the Motherland, that song Code Breakers, about the woman who broke the Nazi codes during World War II. Andrea Gillis, prior to that, Chopping the Tree off her Hold Your Maker single. And we started off that set with Emily Grogan off Strings of Light, her song Fool's Gold. It's a little past 9:30. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I'll be here until midnight. We have a very special guest in the on-air studio right now, Carissa Johnson.
Hi.
So we were lucky enough to have you. I think last year you were in with your previous band lineup, and mm-hmm. you played, and we hung out. It was awesome. We chatted about your album at that time. For now.
For now, yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was self-titled. It's For Now.
Oh, okay.
it's just all Carissa Johnson all the time.
It's hard to see the title and the artwork.
It is very beautiful. And speaking of beautiful artwork on albums, you have a new album that's coming out this Saturday.
Yep.
and you have an album release show at Once in Somerville, sort of our neighbors here. Near the WMFO studios. That's Once, run by Cuisine en Locale, run by J.J. Gonson, who is amazing. They also hosted the Rock and Roll Rumble. They host a bunch of different sort of the place where art, music, and food collides, I guess. And your new album, Only Roses, how long have you been working on this? Because it seems like you just came out with this one, I think, last year. So you're...
Yeah, that one was last February. So it was pretty much right after that one was out. I was already inspired to write new stuff. So I think there was probably about like 2 or 3 months where I didn't go to the studio to record more. But then I think it was right in May when I was just like, all right, I got new stuff. I got to get this out.
Yeah.
And between the two CDs, I put out a 7-inch vinyl where I put out 2 singles. So that kind of held me over until this album. So felt good to get those out there, a couple music videos. And I'm ready for this one to hit the shelves.
That's fantastic. Well, shall we start off with the title track off the new album?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know if you wanted to say anything about it, or should we just jump in with the music, let it speak for itself?
Yeah, let's do that.
Alrighty, here we go. Carissa Johnson off her new album Only Roses, the title track Only Roses. I love that right at the end. That was Carissa Johnson off her new album, Only Roses, that song, Only Roses. Carissa Johnson's actually here in the studio chatting with us, which is fantastic. Her album release show is this Saturday at Once in Somerville, which is on Highland Ave, performing with Little War Twins, Jack Romanoff, Great White Tourist. Pretty cool lineup.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I was really glad to get Little War Twins because they've been constantly all over the country for like the past 2 or 3 years. And I haven't seen them for that amount of time, so it'll be good to reconnect.
And be able to sort of nail them down to a date. That's always fun.
Yeah, totally. Their tour schedule is insane. I don't know how they do it. But I admire them a lot.
Some people just have the stomach for it, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Just being on the road. Are you more, do you prefer being in the studio? What's your...
Definitely on the road.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love it. I love just going to somewhere new and living out of a backpack pretty much. Or renting a car is never fun, but going somewhere new and meeting new people and playing shows every night is my favorite thing. And I love the studio too. But they're definitely so different.
Yeah, it's almost like two completely different entities.
Oh, totally.
But related.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan for a tour later this year? Is that
My drummer and I just got tickets to go to Portland, Oregon, and then to go to Seattle and Vancouver. We're gonna try to drive up there and then drive back and camp the way. And
that sounds awesome.
We'll probably have to rent a car, and we've got two new guitarists we're working with too, and not sure if they're gonna be permanent members or not. But for the time being, if they if these shows go well and they want to travel with us, then we'll probably bring a whole group out there and do a bunch of full band shows out in Seattle. So that'll be really, really fun.
That sounds fantastic.
Check out the scene out there. I've heard good things about Portland and Vancouver and all that stuff, all that punk stuff. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of punk stuff, and I've been admiring your buttons or badges.
Yes. Like this one. I love WMFO.
I am especially fond of that one. But when you talk about like punk stuff or like bands that have really influenced you, I mean, the top three is sort of a cliche, but I mean, if you had to name your top three, or even like the three that you're listening to the most right now, like if I was to have a look at your most recent playlist, what are the three bands that keep popping up for you?
Top three. I'd have to say the Organ Beats. Right now, I think Sahara Hot Nights, they're a Swedish band. They're really cool. And Garbage. Listening to a lot of them lately. But there's so many more that I'm definitely forgetting. But because I think I've been so like just tunnel visioned with this album that I've been listening to it, making sure that it's okay.
Yeah.
Definitely Garbage is a huge influence too. I've been like getting back into them, and I guess they have a new album coming out too, so I'm like,
yeah,
I'm excited.
That's right.
For
they're
that.
Back on tour again, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of tours.
Yeah.
Well, shall we listen to something off the previous album, the album that you and I were chatting about when you were here last year?
Cool.
This album, For Now. And again, just since we were remarking about the album art, you do this yourself. You're also a graphic designer, a photographer.
Yep.
So you're like all that and a packet of chips as well, which is kind of cool to be able to do everything from start to finish.
Yep.
So this right here, this song is For Now off the same titled album, also by Carissa Johnson. Slightly different lineup, slightly different sound. It's still her. So here we go. We'll be back to chat in a little bit.
I know good.
very cool. Carissa Johnson just there with For Now off the album of the same title. I was just saying it's just neat to hear the sound difference between last year and this year. We were just listening to something off the brand new album Only Roses, for which you have the album release show that's happening on Saturday night over at Once, with Little War Twins, Jack Romanoff, and Great White Tourist. That's Saturday. I believe that's an 18 plus show.
Yep.
And you've got a little tour coming up over on the West Coast, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, in August.
So if you want to follow all of these things, all things Carissa Johnson, and I want to know and stay in touch, find out when new things are happening, find out when new shows are happening, you can follow her on Facebook under her name, Carissa Johnson. You can also go to carissajohnsonmusic.com, and that's CARISSAJOHNSONmusic.com. Beautiful. And there you'll find links to where you can buy music on Bandcamp, on iTunes. In person is always great. There's vinyl. Do you have vinyl left from the 2 7-inches that you released?
Yeah, we got plenty of those left. And they're all different. They're all different colored vinyl. So,
oh, really?
Cool. I don't know what color you're going to get.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of those left. And Only Roses is going to be printed on 12-inch vinyl. Those will be out probably in like July or so.
Perfect.
Those will be out soon too.
So you will want to keep tabs on this, especially if you like music, and if you're listening to this show. If you don't, then you are out of luck. So, Carissa, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate it. Have a fantastic show on Saturday.
Thanks.
Please do visit CarissaJohnsonMusic.com. There's also a video for this next song we're going to play, also off the new album, Deliria. And so you won't want to miss that. That is one aspect of radio. I am not able to actually share that video with you.
But you can imagine it.
You can imagine it in your head. You can make up your own video. Or you could even, as you're sitting at home, if I am talking long enough, you can get onto the CarissaJohnsonMusic.com website and you can press play at the same moment that I press play, and then you'll have it in stereo. Or better than stereo. You know? Beautiful. Thanks,
awesome.
Carissa.
Thank you so much.
Right up here, this right here, is Deliria.
Still. heard Dave Davies. He kind of.
Well, so much for using the interwebs for making music happen. Interwebs, you have let me down. And I have another CD that just simply is not reading for me. It is a sad, sad thing. But you know what? There's other music that we can play. We can make On the Town happen. We can make On the Town happen standing on our heads. We can make On the Town happen standing on one finger, upside down, some kind of yoga pose. I don't know. Someone fancy could do it. Speaking of fancy, this right here off Adios Huevos, this is Psychic Dog.